Imagine your logo stopping a thumb mid-scroll on a crowded feed, and then reading clean and confident from a speeding car on the highway a block later. That's the hard-won magic we're unpacking today. In a world where the same asset needs to play small on mobile, large on a printed banner, and somewhere in between on packaging, designing one visual system that does it all is the real efficiency win. Today, I'm going to show you how we do that at MG Wallace Design Studios. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. Great to be here. Today, we'll walk through three core things: the foundation principles that make hybrid assets reliable, the hands-on tools and file workflows that save time, and a real-world case study showing how one system scaled across social, packaging, and storefront signs.
Let's jump into segment one, the foundation. First, why cross-surface thinking matters. If you design only for screens, you risk losing legibility and impact when that design is printed big. Conversely, designing only for print often creates heavy files and brittle systems for digital use. The trick is to design a single visual DNA that responds to scale and medium. Start with four immutable rules: scale, contrast, hierarchy, and simplification. Scale means planning assets from favicon to billboard. Decide the smallest usable mark first, then build up. Contrast ensures your shapes and type read at distance and on dim screens. Hierarchy dictates what the eye reads first. On a storefront sign, that might be a bold mark, while on social, the subhead can carry more detail. Simplification is the most tactical. Remove elements that fail at tiny sizes or become noisy at large sizes. An example from the studio. We had a client whose logo featured a complex emblem that looked great on their website. But when routed to a large routed sign, the thin interior lines disappeared and the embroidery files failed. Our fix was to extract a simplified primary mark for extreme scales, preserve the detailed emblem for brand moments, and define a clear rule. Use primary mark below 100 px or above 36 inches. That single rule saved production cost and client headaches for years.
Practical prompts you can use right now. Design the smallest version first, then add complexity. Build a strict color contrast ladder for the brand, three contrast levels, high, mid, low, and map where each lives. Finally, always export a one-color version and a reversed version. Printers and sign shops will thank you.
Segment 2, deep dive into tools and workflows. We'll get into formats, color, resolution, and how to talk to vendors without sounding like you're lost in a settings dialogue.
File formats. Vector is your friend. Keep logos in SVG and EPS for scalability. For raster assets, create master TIFF or high-quality PNGs at 300 dpi for print, and optimize JPEGs or WebP for the web. A useful studio rule: always keep a source folder with vectors and layered PSDs or AI files, and separate export folders for each channel: social, print, signage.
Color. Think in both color spaces. Design in RGB for flexibility, but proof in CMYK before handing files to a printer. For large format signs, ask for vendor color profiles and soft proof in that profile. For brand colors, specify both hex and Pantone when you can. Hex for digital, Pantone for critical spot color reproduction.
From the print shop side, quick tip. When you send artwork for large format signage, include a 1-to-1 PDF at intended output size when possible, or a scale note like, this will print at 72 inches wide, scale 600% from this file. Also, if you're routing or cutting, convert text to outlines and provide a dyeline layer. Those steps stop costly back and forth and protect your files from accidental font swaps.
Resolution rules. For print, 300 dpi at final size is the baseline. For huge billboards, vendors often accept 100 to 150 dpi because viewers are much farther away.
When in doubt, ask the vendor what viewing distance they're designing for. That'll determine required DPI. And always bake in bleed and safe zones for print layouts.
Mockups and proofs, audio-friendly demo. Narratively, think of three mockups you should always make. A tight mobile mockup, a mid-sized social post, and a large environmental shot. Describe each. Mobile shows the favicon and how the type stacks. Social shows the hierarchy and call to action. Environmental shows scale and contrast at distance. That descriptive habit helps clients imagine the pieces without needing visuals right away.
Also, add a one-page spec sheet to the deliverables. Final file names, color modes, bleed sizes, dye lines, and preferred vendors or finishing instructions. That one sheet reduces ambiguity and speeds approvals.
Segment 3, real-world application. Here's a narrative case study. We created a hybrid asset system for a specialty coffee brand. The primary challenge was keeping a handcrafted look on coffee bags while ensuring the mark read on window signage and bus side ads. We started with the smallest use case, the cap of a coffee pot. That drove a simplified mark. We then designed mid-level social tiles that used texture and photography. For storefront signage, we used a bold, single-color mark with high contrast and a secondary word mark for distance reading. By using consistent spacing, color anchors, and a scaled icon system, the brand maintained a unified feel across every touchpoint. Results: cohesive recognition increased, client approvals dropped from 5 revision rounds to 2, and conversion on a campaign landing page improved because the social ads matched the in-store visuals. People experienced continuity and trusted the brand faster.
Time for a 1-minute imagination break. A quick exercise you can do with a sketch pad. Ready? Take 60 seconds and sketch the simplest version of your logo. Then draw that mark at these three scales: 24 pixels, 500 pixels, and 36 inches. Notice what details vanish and what still reads. That observation becomes your rule list for hybrid use. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. What you should have noticed is which elements to keep, which to turn into decorative detail for larger formats, and which to kill altogether. Those insights are the backbone of one visual system that scales. Key takeaways. I'll say these like bullets so they land. First, always design from smallest to largest. That guarantees legibility across surfaces. Second, standardize your file workflow. Vectors for scale, layered masters for edits, and clear exports for each channel. Third, make a one-page spec and a contrast ladder so printers and sign shops can reproduce your intent accurately. Concrete first steps for this week. First, pick one active client or project and produce the three mockups we talked about: mobile, social, and environmental. Second, create or update your one-page specs sheet. Third, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download our three reproducible templates for social, packaging, and storefront signs, and try adapting one concept across all three. If you want deeper vendor-specific print guides or a future episode where Wendy interviews sign makers and print techs, tell us. We'll follow up. For templates and downloads, remember to register at mgwdstudios.com/submit. And for portfolio and services, visit mgwdstudios.com.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Next episode, we'll peek into modular systems for rapid brand rollouts with templates you can plug into briefs. Hope to see you then.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.